This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us right here on the radio on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So I guess one of the big headlines out there tonight is this Affordable Care Act, apparently ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge. Now, this is, as I understand it, a lower-level federal judge that
right.
made this ruling. So
they wouldn't say a federal – federal judge just means yeah. a federal judge.
Right. And, of course, that means it's got a ways to go to get through the entirety of the U.S.
Right. No injunction was put in place and, you know, whatever.
The story here from WashingtonPost.com, a federal judge's ruling declaring the entire Affordable Care Act invalid came under harsh attack Saturday from legal analysts, that's today, who predicted higher courts will reject the rationale as a tortured effort to rewrite not just the law, but congressional history.
I have to agree with the judge on this one. My understanding of the situation is that the Supreme Court, including the recently appointed Chief Justice John Roberts, had decided that Obamacare was constitutional because it was a tax. And it was a tax because it was levied, because everybody had, you either had to pay a fine or you had to get coverage. Well, now that you don't have to pay the fine, which is true, that, you know, the Congress decided you didn't have to pay the fine. So come, not this year current, but next year, or maybe it was this year current, not last year. Yeah, this year current, not last year. You don't have to pay a fine for not having health insurance. So
cool. I never paid any fine.
Yes, you never paid because you don't file taxes.
Right.
But I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a result, without that fine, then by the tortured logic of the Supreme Court, which I found rather tortured myself, I mean that these, you know, these are lawyers. They could write. What a surprise. Just mm-hmm. because you put together the words tortured and logic doesn't mean you're correct.
Well, they have opinions, and so do other judges, and
sure.
ultimately it just depends on what the opinion is in the moment. I mean, courts' opinions have changed over the years.
Supreme Court could very well hear this.
Supreme Court has changed its own opinion over time.
And if the Supreme Court hears it and says that, yep, that sounds legit, then they're in to win. Remember, it was 5-4. This is one of the problems I have with the Supreme Court, is that Obamacare became law, not because the Congress critters voted for it, not because the president signed it, but because 5 out of 9 people agreed that it was constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
That is a messed up system.
Right. It definitely is a messed up system. And ending the, and as you said, there's no injunction here, so the Affordable Care Act thing, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, is going to continue until further court rulings come out on this.
I love the Affordable Care Act, which increased the cost of health insurance for Americans across the nation.
Well, that's what you get. That's what you get with government.
Yeah,
you know, they don't lower costs. If they do lower costs, it's usually through a subsidy, in which case they're just distorting the marketplace.
Yeah. But that could be the plan, right? The plan could be that the government gets progressively more entrenched in the medical sphere, driving up prices, because that's what's happened. The correlation is yeah. that as government has become more involved in medicine, prices have gone up, and that's happened throughout decades. It's not recent that they drive up the prices. People say, this is unaffordable. The government will have to take care of it. And then they come in and they save the day that they, from the problem they created in the first place.
Yeah, that pretty much is how the government works. I think Kerry Brown, the Libertarian Party candidate for president in 1996 and 2000, coined the phrase, and I'm going to do my best to paraphrase it, the government breaks your legs, then hands you a crutch, and you're supposed to thank them for it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Sounds right.
If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I realize that there's a lot of things that are worth critiquing when it comes to, you know, the so-called Affordable Care Act. But ultimately, even if it gets wiped off the table, even if this judge's decision survives the challenges that will inevitably be coming, and it makes it all the way to the Supreme Court and they uphold his ruling, then what's that really going to do? Okay, you got rid of the Affordable Care Act. Well, now we're back to what, 2013, 2010, or whatever it was.
When the government was too big.
When the government was already involved almost in every aspect of health care that you could possibly imagine through insane regulations and ridiculous mandates and marketplace restrictions, only allowing a certain number of doctors in, for instance.
You don't see a lot of repeals, and this isn't a repeal, but you don't see a lot of rollback of the government generally. So I think they should be celebrated whenever the opportunity comes up. I don't know that this will go through. Just because I agree, just because I have a legal opinion, does not mean that the Supreme Court or the circuit courts of whatever are going to agree with me. So
correct.
I think it's a good thing. It isn't perfect, but the government. At this point, one of the frustrating things about medicine in this country is that we're already covering people over the age of 65.
You mean the government is?
The government is people with most.
Is that
of
Medicare
the money,
or Medicaid? I always forget.
Medicare.
Okay.
Medicaid is for poor people.
Gotcha.
So most the people who need medicine the
Do
most.
Do rich old people get Medicare as
yes.
well? Okay.
It's an insurance. There's a gap coverage and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not free, it's some coverage. And so, it's not like this is just coverage for poor people below the age of 65. That Obamacare is basically what upsets everybody, and it drove up the pricing. There's no doubt because. At that point,
because everybody had to buy insurance,
right? It cartelized in health insurance,
as though they weren't already a cartel. I mean, I remember trying to buy health insurance a decade ago here in New Hampshire, and there were like two options,
right?
that's barely a marketplace.
Yeah.
And they've, as I understand it, isn't it true that the health insurance companies have been buying each other up to, there's been consolidation in that industry over time?
Sure. On a statewide level, it's difficult to compete because the states have all kinds of mandates and those sorts of things. So
state regulations plus federal regulations doesn't make it easy to run these insurance companies. The old theory that we had on this show was that they were going to essentially make it so, like you were saying, healthcare costs are going up. It gets more expensive due to these arbitrary government rules. At the same time, you see insurance companies gobbling each other up and consolidating. And then ultimately, if it gets too expensive to run the insurance companies through, let's say, mandates placed on them by the government, like, oh, you got to cover abortion coverage for this nun or whatever, that kind of thing. People are paying for services they don't actually need, driving prices out of control.
Well, that's essentially what Obamacare is making people who did not have health insurance buy health insurance. Mm-hmm. We didn't have health insurance at my household before Obamacare, and we looked at the numbers, and it was cheaper to pay the fine than it was to get health insurance. So we paid the fine.
Wow.
We just don't, and at this point, we've been proven that it's true. Why should I pay, $1,500 a month to cover my wife and I, because my son's covered, cover my wife and I when we don't expect to get ill? We eat, we live a good lifestyle, and we don't have to worry about those things.
I mean, somebody's going to get ill at some point, but, they have catastrophic coverage, don't they?
That is catastrophic coverage.
Uh-huh. What is?
$1,500 a month.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, that's a lot of money for something you don't use.
So, the point I was going to make was that they're driving the costs up, and eventually the government could come in and nationalize the healthcare industry and just take it over in one fell swoop. And if there's only one or two companies left offering services, they'll just take it over. And then you got one-size-fits-all, single-payer, universal so-called healthcare, government-run healthcare, which will be the worst situation you can possibly imagine. If you thought it was bad right now, and it's bad right now from all the horror stories we've heard from people over the years, it will only be worse.
Right, and there are definitely going to be death panels because The government has to decide, if they're the single payer, they have to decide what they're willing to pay for and what they're not willing to pay for.
Believe us. Look over at the UK.
Yeah, just take a look.
They do it there.
They have
killing
to.
Babies.
They have to.
Well, they didn't have to. They could have let those couples that had the babies take their babies out of the government hospital and take them to a place where they could have paid for their own services that they had the money to do, but they refused to even allow them to take the babies out. They sure as hell didn't have to do that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. We are, Mark, at this point, 2 months away from Anarchapulco 2019.
I'm excited.
We got our tickets. We've got the plane tickets, that is, and it wasn't too bad at all, actually, to fly out of Boston down to Acapulco. I mean, obviously, it's a long trip, but as far as the cost is concerned, I think one of the one-way tickets was like under 500 bucks.
One-way?
So, I'm sorry.
Round trip.
Round trip, under 500 bucks. You can go see Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, and dozens of other great speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And it is a beautiful resort. It's the same one they were at in 2018 here. This year, they're going to be at next year in 2019, except this time, they're taking over the entire resort. So there's going to be multiple stages. Last year, it was still this year. In 2018, it was a big stage. They had one big stage. This year, what is it, Cryptopulco? There's going to be the main stage, and then there's at least one or two more on top of that, right?
Yeah, it's a big event.
You go to anarchapulco.com, code FTL, gets you a discount. If you are a free thinker, a voluntarist, a libertarian, an anarcho-capitalist, you'll probably really enjoy Anarchapulco. It's February 14th through the 17th of 2019. But if you're staying later, there's always going to be things to do in Acapulco. Or if you get there early, there's events going on.
That the preceded events after it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So check it out. Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We touched on the Affordable Care Act ruled invalid by a federal judge in Texas, and kind of talked about how, you know, the government's involvement in health care is essentially ruining that that industry.
And costs have gone up in health care, correlative.
Right. Even if you repeal the Affordable Care Act, which I support repealing, that's still not going to really change that much. You still have a ridiculously high cost and unnecessarily high cost situation where everything costs more than it otherwise should because it's regulated to death by the government, with the exception of the certain areas where there's, I don't know why, but there's carve outs, right? So like LASIK surgery has kind of been one of those areas where, you know, it's getting cheaper over time because there's not that much government regulation, as right. I understand it, in that area. So
it's considered plastic surgery as opposed to or something akin. So plastic surgery, too, you'll find that these things are less costly.
Is that right?
It's very easy to look at areas of medicine.
You've been looking into some plastic surgery for yourself, Mark?
I have not. I could just tell you that that's the case.
Thought that nose looked a little different.
Yeah, it looks about the same. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to all these different areas, you can look at where's government intervention, where isn't it, where have costs been going up, where have costs been going down. It's simple. It doesn't take a genius to say, it looks like when government gets involved, prices go up. And what a surprise! Government is by its definition a monopoly. Monopolies are characterized by poor customer service and high pricing
and crappy product. Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that under the poor customer service.
Well, you can have a decent product, but you can have poor customer service with a decent product. I mean, look at Walmart, right? Like, they'll sell you some decent quality products, but you can't get crap for service out of them because, you know, your average Walmart employee just knows how to run a cash register and stock some shelves. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. He's Richard in Washington, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hello, Richard.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
I have a lung disease called pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, dear.
I ended up in the hospital because I ended up with pneumonia. Mm-hmm. I knew I should have got that shot, but there were so much things going on in my life. But
what
I'm
shot?
72 years old.
And what shot should you have gotten? I'm sorry.
The pneumonia, Prevnar 13 or whatever.
Okay.
I spent 4 days in the hospital, and I was told I'm too old to get lung transplant. So, therefore, I've been sentenced to death sooner than I had hoped. I've been a taxidermist for over 50 years. I've done a lot of things, and some of that contributed to my lung disease.
Interesting.
So
wow.
I can't work anymore. And
why is that? The chemicals you were using?
My bills are piling up, believe me.
Why is being a taxidermist contributing to lung disease? Is it certain chemicals you were inhaling?
What was yes, sir. Yes.
Oof. Jeez.
Yeah. Sulfuric acid, acetone, numerous other things in the business.
So you're
have
saying
you gone any place for, say, a second opinion or anything?
Well, I went to a pulmonologist, and he was the one that told me that there's no hope.
Wow.
They cut you off at a certain age. But
who was it that cut you off?
If I was Dick Cheney, I would probably get a set of lungs.
Oh, yeah. Now, you said they cut you off. Who was it that cut you off?
Well, because there's not enough people out there donating their body parts and that.
So it's not that you've been cut off. It's just that there's just not enough supply.
Well, they prioritize who they're going to give the stuff to and who they're not.
Yeah, you got to get on a list and that. And I'm too old. Cheney got a new heart. I don't remember how old he was, but when he got his. But hey, I could get some.
Yeah, the politicians get special treatment. Because, people seem to think they're special, and I don't think that's the case at all. Thank you for the call, Richard. I wish you the best,
sir.
And
you
thank
bet.
You for sharing your story tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, the politicians and these government bureaucrats who also get very nice coverage, from what I understand. So if you, work for the government, you get some pretty sweet health care coverage.
Yeah.
These people claim to be your servants, but do they really act like that?
No, they clearly aren't.
Because if they were your servants, they'd be the ones out there serving you. They'd donate their organs to save your life if they were your servants.
No, they're not that.
If they were dedicated to so-called service. But that's a joke, the idea that government is about serving you. It never was about that. I know there's like some people that have this fantasy that, well, once upon a time, government was actually good. No, it really wasn't. There was a time when you didn't really see them very much.
It wasn't as thoroughly entrenched.
Right. When they weren't in every single aspect of your life and your business and taxing and regulating you to death. You know, early in the early days of the United States, when the government was barely around, you could argue that that was good because they weren't around, but whatever it was they were doing was not good at that time.
The federal government wasn't spending as much time being around, but the states and local governments were pretty invasive. I mean,
by comparison, nowhere near as invasive as they are today. Governments continue to grow over time.
Try being a Quaker in Boston in the 60s.
Okay, I'll give you that.
They'll kill you.
Yeah,
kill you.
I'll give you that. I was thinking of like opening up a business or whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's on healthcare, the government in general, or whatever on your mind. Plus, another interesting court case regarding this Project Veritas and secretly recording government officials. It is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. The president visited the cemetery during an annual event in which Christmas wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. For now, Obamacare is the lay of the land, although the future is a bit murky regarding the Affordable Care Act, as a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional. As far as when we could expect any changes, Jesse Weber is a health attorney. He joined CBS this morning.
I would say everybody in 2019 is probably okay.
Yeah.
Because the appeals process takes some time. Yes, they can try to fast track it through the appeals court and then try to fast track it through the Supreme Court because it's such a big issue. But I've tried this. I've seen this happen before. I'd be more concerned for people who are trying to think about in the future what they're going to do.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving by the end of this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. What's going on with our music beds there? But we're here. We'll take your calls about anything. And it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
So we've been talking about health care and the court ruling that declared Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act as invalid. It's just a federal court, so it's likely going to be appealed and go up further. And, you know, my point here is, great, you know, rule it off, get rid of it, wipe it off the table, but that's not really going to change the fundamentals of the fact that the federal government is involved in health care to almost every possible course. Every, you know, thing that you can do within health care seems to be regulated by the government, more or less, and usually more. And, of course, that drives prices up. It reduces the amount of choice that we have in the marketplace, and that's bad, because if you care about health, you want to have choices, you want to have lower prices, you want to have competition bringing those things in there, but there's no robust competition whatsoever in the world of healthcare. It's completely controlled.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out, before the Obama administration managed to get through the Affordable Care Act, that the largest intrusion into the healthcare system by the federal government had been under the Bush administration with, I think it was the prescription drug benefit, was what it was called.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And they increased the medical...
Right. And
subsidies.
No one had a particular problem with that. Mm. I mean,
well, do you hate old people?
Well, I mean, do you hate sick young people? I mean, that would be the question you would ask under the Obamacare. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I don't hate any of that. I believe that the free market is better at providing services and goods.
Oh, so you just want to risk having old people dying in the streets because of your precious free market. Isn't that right?
Are old people dying in the street now?
Well, we've got the government to take care of them. You're saying you want to get the government
out
of
off?
It? Huh?
You mean cart them off?
No, they're subsidizing their health care. You talked about it earlier.
People are still dying.
Sure,
and sometimes when they die in the streets. So,
yeah, but the idea is, Mark, I was playing devil's advocate there.
I understand.
Without the government around, that old people will die in the streets.
Well, look.
Because people don't care about their neighbors.
The allocation of...
That's why we need government to not care about them.
The allocation of scarce resources handled poorly by the state, and it always has been. You can't change that with
planets. Oh, it's not scarce. They can just print more money out.
It's scarce. Because
no, they can print. They can just turn on the printing
money's
press.
Money's a representation of value. Value doesn't change when you print more money. It just devalues the currency in the
process.
That's
true.
So,
but they can always pay their bills with a printing press.
To allocate scarce resources, the government's going to allocate scarce resources when you hand over the service of health care to the government, to the government. They're just going to decide how they want to handle it. Plus, you'll get the added inefficiencies so that you'll never know what something costs and no one will ever care. The best people to decide, you know, if a particular medical service is worth it or not, are the people paying for it. So let's say this for a second. I've got a family, and I will at some point in my life need medical care. Let's say the medical care that I need is going to cost $3 million, and that will likely get me between 2 and 3 years of life, 2 and 4 years of life, right? So I'm going to get 3 years for $3 million. Assuming I even had that kind of money, do you think my family would choose to spend $3 million to get me 3 years?
They'd be like, see ya.
Right. Well, that's what
wouldn't want to be ya.
That's what I would say because I care about my family.
Right. You'd rather have them have the money than have you around.
But when you're demanding that the government, then why not?
3 more years and probably bedridden the whole time or something, right? Like, it's probably not going to be a good 3 years.
When it comes down to the government, well, why not get the $3 million? Why not demand the $3 million? Why not take a TV camera, pan over the weeping mother and child, and show me with an oxygen tank or whatever? I mean, you know, those are the kind of things you do when you don't have responsibility for paying for things. Everything costs something, and sometimes it's worth it, and sometimes it's not.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Dean on the line. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga. Hey, Dean.
Hello.
Hey.
I was calling in reference to the previous caller. It was a taxidermist that had lung issues.
Yeah, the pulmonary fibrosis.
Right. I have a relative who had COPD from decades of smoking. He found out about stem cell therapy, and he went through the stem cell inhalation process. And
really?
Was able to come off of any of his medications he was taking. Still had to take oxygen at night and was able to go back to work. If that gentleman's listening, he might want to look into that.
So this new stem cell tech, you can just inhale it and it'll help lung problems?
That's what he went through, yes. He had
amazing.
The inhalation process. Right.
Wow.
And I've had stem cell therapy myself for my kneecaps, my patellas. And it has made a big difference in patellas.
That's awesome.
The cartilage in the bone has diminished over the years, and it has really made a big difference for me.
Stem cells therapy has been shown to be able to handle a variety of issues. You got to watch out, though. There are people out there that are selling, you know, like fly to this foreign country and get stem cell.
Hucksters?
Yeah. Well, that's basically what they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the stem cell therapy tends to work when it's applied in the ways that it's supposed to be applied. But there are people out there that are like, hey, just leave the United States and go do this therapy or that therapy. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I kind of like the FDA for is that, well, they're certainly not giving bad stem cell therapy in the United States versus...
Well, that's
say,
not because of the FDA. That's because of competition. That's because, you know, people... They're not going to recommend a doctor that screwed them over, right? Like, you get recommendations from people, and the idea is that they've worked on other people, and you can go to their patients, and you can, you know, do your due diligence as a good customer. You don't need a monopoly structure out there to arbitrarily decide whether or not a particular method is available, because a lot of times the FDA won't even let you try a bunch of, experimental medications or techniques.
The current cost of a stem cell therapy when you don't have insurance and you don't have some kind of coverage in some way, shape, or form is pretty prohibitive. So a lot of people will take the...
Well, it's newer, isn't it? Stem cell thing?
It's pretty new.
So I imagine that's going to...
Yeah, stem cell therapy, it is an elective procedure, so the patient has to pay the full price.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard of these medical tourism things, and they've gotten rave reviews from some people. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that you gotta, again, be careful and, you know, do whatever research is necessary to find out if you're going to some, you know, backwater clinic where you don't really know if that's actually a doctor or whatever, versus, versus something that's got reputation, that's got, you know, positive reviews by reputable people. Again, you know, buyer beware. I mean, to look to the FDA as though there's some sort of arbiter of quality. That's a terrible idea.
They're an arbiter of quality. They're certainly not the only possible arbiter of quality, but they are an arbiter of quality.
Thank you, Dean, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, okay, Mark, tell that to the people who the FDA has approved some sort of therapy or treatment or pill that ended up actually harming them. Conversely, tell that to the people who the FDA has kept from the marketplace a variety of pills or therapies that could have helped, and in many cases actually do help, but the FDA, for whatever reason, you know, said no, or they've tied it up in some long, drawn-out, bureaucratic, expensive, hoop-jumping process that, of course, then ends up making it cost billions of dollars more than it otherwise would have caused. The idea, and I know you're not saying keep the FDA around, you just sort of said, well, they're kind of good for this. Well, no, they're not, because we can do whatever it is the FDA is doing that's of value. It can be done in the marketplace, and it can be done for way less.
I would absolutely concur with that, is that basically any service that the government provides, the marketplace can provide that service at probably a seventh of the cost and a higher level of customer service.
And without coercion, to where even if...
I'm just not fool enough to say that the government doesn't provide any services of any value. Yes, the FDA stands in the way of lots of great therapies coming to market.
Which means that there are a bunch of dead people that are there because of the FDA. There's a bunch of dead bodies over decades upon decades that maybe didn't have to die as soon as they did because they weren't allowed to take whatever experimental medication they wanted to because the FDA said no. And they couldn't afford to travel out of the country to go to Mexico or Austria or wherever it would be that they could take that medication and acquire it. So to hell with the FDA. Get rid of that crap. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You get rid of the FDA, and you will see the prices of medicine go down. It won't be overnight, probably, but it will go down. We're coming up.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com. You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com, that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Yeah, Bitcoin, of course, the one that started it all back in 2009. 10 years, basically. It was actually Halloween of 2008 when the white paper was released, and then the code itself came out in January of 2009. So we are celebrating basically Bitcoin's 10th anniversary over this 3-month time frame. And Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin. They've got the Bitcoin Academy that you can take there. And
free.
Yeah, free. You just load it up and go through it and learn about what makes cryptocurrency so special. What makes Bitcoin so special?
It's world-changing technology.
Yeah, it is, and we're not going to get into detail here, but take your time, take 15 minutes, something like that, get over there to Bitcoin.com and look into it, and then you can get the latest news headlines from there. You can get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash from there as well, and you don't have to just get one. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. If you want to get $20 worth or $50 worth, that's no problem.
But if you were going to get them, now's the time to buy, because it seems like they're lower than they will be in the future.
That is Mark's opinion. Yeah. Mark is not able to predict the future. Bitcoin price could continue to go down. You never know. However, it is currently down quite a bit from what it was just a month and a half ago, where it was over $6,500 per Bitcoin. And now it's around $3,200 per Bitcoin. So it's basically 50% off what it was just about 6 weeks ago. So go to Bitcoin.com, get started there. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, he's Larry on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hey, I'm not going to do it this week. I know your names are Mark and Ian.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, Larry, go ahead.
You feel a lot better. But anyway, I was listening to the radio the other day, right?
Sure.
Some ad came across and said there's a new medicine for sugar diabetes, right?
Okay.
And one of the side effects is gangrenous genitals.
Oh, my.
Really? Bad. Really?
Gangrenous genitals. Now, you hear that, I almost slipped a disc.
Yeah.
You get somebody that won't stop eating slop and get a little exercise and settle for having gangrenous genitals to take this medicine, then it's all over, boys. I tell you what, You have to monitor your own health. It's a personal thing. When we talk about health care and so forth, you know, I'm 63 years old, right? So I can remember when we used to go to the doctor, we used to go to the back door of our doctors, because my mother was their maid, and we go to the back door, the tonsils get tucked out or anything that we needed. And, I never seen a bill change hands. So, and we had about 13 kids in our family. So what's happening now?
Was the reason that you went to the back door because, he was giving you a deal?
No, we went there because we knew that we were colored, and our doctor was a high-priced heart surgeon, and of course he had a residency and he had an office. And he said, Arthur and Thelma, if your kids get sick, bring them on to the back door after hours and I will take care of them. And the same doctor told me when I was getting ready to graduate from high school, Larry, go to any university that you can get into and I will pay for the full thing. Full ride for you. So that's the way it was done in the old days. But now you get the government folk in there. In this city that I live in, mm-hmm. I'll say Indianapolis, there was 2,500 ODs off of heroin. They administered 2,500 shots of Narcan at $6,500 a boost.
Is this
now,
over what, a year?
2,500
in a year?
Over one year. So when you look at that, if the government had not been involved, that would have been 2,500 suicides to add, and then the acuteness and the actual suicides would have added up, and people would have been appalled. But they are covering up a lot of stuff. Those people that have died, and people, we would have a change in policy for sure to crack down on heroin. And the whole drug war altogether.
You can't crack down on heroin.
Well, anything.
What are you going to do? How are you going to crack down on heroin?
Any drug, but let me go one more thing.
You can't crack down on any drug. The war on drugs is an abject failure. You should know that, Larry.
They have all they want, and if you die, you die. But the thing about it is, if they want,
I'm fine with that.
Coming. One more thing.
Yeah.
And I have done. When they talk about the drugs are so hard to stop and interdiction, and then you see the drug lords down in Mexico or Guatemala, wherever they have their compounds or anything. All they have to do is take a squadron of Cobra helicopters and shrink their villas with 50 caliber machine guns, and they will stop doing their business.
You don't know what you're saying. I mean, look, you can shoot down the drug lord, and that's not going to stop the drugs from coming into the United States because somebody else will just fill his shoes.
It'll slow it down.
No.
And the person that fills his shoes is going to... You've seen a 50 caliber
lieutenants.
Machine gun before.
Their lieutenants have lieutenants, you know, or sergeants.
Well, it don't make no difference. They know...
I'm surprised, Larry, that you haven't... thank you for the call tonight. I'm surprised that you really think that you can win the war on drugs. I mean, it's rare that we actually get anybody who actually will take that position here on Free Talk Live, and I'm surprised that you think that, because it is ridiculous that you think you can win the war on drugs. You can't win the war on drugs. The government has spent billions upon billions of dollars. They have all the helicopters. They got all the satellite equipment. They got everything they need, and they can't stop drugs. And you know why? It's because the marketplace will continue to act as long as there's a demand. Long as there's people who want to get high, there's going to be somebody who's willing to take the risks to fill that demand.
There are plenty of people and plenty of evidence that has been proffered that the government doesn't want drugs to stop. In fact,
it doesn't matter if they want it or not.
I don't know if they do or not. I'm not making that claim. I certainly would like to congratulate drugs on winning the war on drugs. But you've got to look. Many of the police officers that have been hired since the 70s are basically hired as vice cops and these sorts of things, and they're winning the war on drugs too. Those are relatively highly paid jobs in the sense that they get great benefits and retirement comes early. Usually they have this system for figuring retirement. It has to do with overtime. And they said they're
winning the war on drugs because they're getting good money?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's not what the war on drugs was supposed to do as far as its goal is to supposedly stop people from using drugs, right?
The government will
That has not been successful.
Any area that the government is given an opportunity to go into, it will go into that area, and it will figure out ways to extract more and more and more tax dollars from that particular area. The way they do it with the drug war is they keep on, churning through people, whether it's high-end, low-end drug dealers. It doesn't make a difference, just as you pointed out. out. They're going to find new ways. Drugs are going to find new ways to get in. Not drugs, but people are going to figure out new ways to deliver drugs to people who want to spend money on them. And none of that's going to change. It doesn't matter whether it's alcohol. It doesn't matter whether it's marijuana or any of these drugs. I mean, it doesn't matter how addictive and how awful they are. They're going to figure it out. But the government is also going to figure out how can we get as much money as possible about this. We're going to wring our hands and talk about how terrible it is, but we're going to get a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, the government does that in every aspect of the various different worlds they've gotten themselves involved in. They always get more money because they're the government. All they have to do is point guns at you and, theoretically, usually the guns don't come out right away. But the guns are behind every single government program, the violence of the state that they will inevitably use against you if you don't participate in what they are demanding of you, whether it be paying them or obeying them. They will hurt you. And as long as they have the ability to use violence, then they can just keep getting paid more and more and more. Government will get paid, the different bureaucracies, not just the war on drugs, but, education or, you fill in whatever bureaucracy. They'll get paid more even when they fail. Because when they fail, they can say, we just need more money here. Yeah. We're doing a terrible
job. They're the only organization that can fail their way to more funding.
We could do a lot better if we had twice the funding. Or even if they happen to be succeeding at something, then they can still demand more money because, then they're succeeding at something. And if we have more money, then we could do even better at that thing. Of course, usually government fails, so you don't see the success aspect of it. But certainly the government has succeeded in the idea that they need a road to be built. They pay way too much money to hire a company to build the road. Could they build a better road for more money? Probably not that much better, but they could throw more money at it if they wanted to. So the money just never runs out for them. It's always there because you and I and everybody listening is paying for it, forced to pay for it. Even if you don't pay their tax, if you somehow avoid paying the tax, as long as you're still using their dollars, you're still paying for it because they'll print more money out and they will devalue their currency and transfer that value to whoever it is that gets that first payment. So whoever that is, the DEA or the road building company or whoever, the military industrial complex, they get that money and that value comes right out of your savings account, your wallet, without you ever having to touch a dime of it. And it won't buy as much after that.
Stop holding dollars.
If you stop holding dollars, then you can protect yourself against that to some extent. But in order to kind of...
The whole marketplace is set by dollars.
Yeah, in order to kind of get along in life, you to some extent have to have some dollars.
You got to have some.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. Coming up, another court case. This one about this Project Veritas secretly recording government officials. This is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.